Distinguished delegates, Ukraine aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. I would like to make some additional remarks in my national capacity. The safety of nuclear facilities and installations for Ukraine is not just a priority. It's a matter of survival. We welcome the outcome of the first global peace summit held on 15-16 June in Bürgenstock, Switzerland, where the issue of nuclear safety and security was recognized as a critical priority. We would like to reiterate the relevant provisions of the joint communique on a peace framework, which was supported by 92 states and international organizations. It underscores that nuclear energy and installation must be safe, secure, safeguarded, and environmentally sound. Ukrainian nuclear power plants, including the occupied by Russia Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, must operate safely under Ukraine's full sovereign control, in alignment with IAEA principles and under its vigilant assistance. We also welcome the adoption on 11th July 2024 of the United Nations General Assembly Resolution Safety and Security of Nuclear Facilities of Ukraine, including the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which demands Russia's military's immediate withdrawal from the NPP and its return to Ukrainian control. The International Atomic Energy Agency efforts to support Ukraine in maintaining the NPP's safety and security are of paramount importance. The IAEA's seven indispensable pillars of nuclear safety and security and the five principles to protect the NPP must not be compromised, as they are essential in preventing a possible severe nuclear accident caused by Russian occupation. Distinguished delegates, there is no need to remind us of the haunting memories of nuclear disasters. The 1986 Chernobyl catastrophe is a grim reminder of the widespread and long-lasting transboundary effects and consequences which such nuclear accidents have on health, the environment, and economies of states. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest nuclear power plant, has been under occupation and military control of the Russian Federation for the last 2 years. From the very first day of the Russian occupation, the NPP has been turned into a military base. The stockpiling of ammunition and armaments there, installation by Russia of anti-personnel mines, and permanent use of this nuclear installation and its facilities by Russian military personnel pose a direct and constant threat to the safety of the plant. Russia's illegal seizure of Ukraine's nuclear power plant, Russia's persistent intentional shelling and military attacks in the vicinity of the plant constitute a blatant violation of the fundamental right of every nation to the safe and secure use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, enshrined in the NPT. Despite the IAEA's continued calls for Russia to cease all its illegal activities at the ZNPP and withdraw its unauthorized personnel from the plant, Russia persists in disregarding the appeals of the international community and a common sense. The ongoing situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is a stark reminder of the broader implication any armed conflict may have on nuclear safety and security. The presence of military forces and weaponry within or near nuclear facilities creates an untenable risk scenario. Any compromise in the operation safety and security of a nuclear installation can lead to catastrophic consequences not only for the host country, but also for the entire world. This underscores the urgent need for a robust and enforceable international framework that can prevent the militarization of nuclear sites and ensure their safety and security. The crisis at the NPP, launched and maintained by Russia, has exposed the limitations and gaps in the modern international regulatory mechanism. It clearly highlighted issues with the effectiveness of the international system in regulating the protection of peaceful nuclear facilities and in ensuring nuclear safety and security standards there. While the IAEA has set forth comprehensive safety and security guidelines, the lack of enforceable measures allows state actors to flout these norms with impunity. It is imperative that we have to strengthen further the frameworks. This includes not only the enforcement of the existing treaties, but also the development of new binding arrangements that can address the realities of contemporary armed conflicts and their dangerous impact on nuclear safety and security. In addition to regulatory reinforcement, there must be an increased focus on international cooperation and assistance. Countries with peaceful nuclear facilities must be provided with the necessary support to enhance their security measures, particularly in zones of conflict. This includes technical assistance, capacity building, and the establishment of rapid response mechanisms to address any breaches in nuclear safety and security. By fostering a collaborative approach, we can better safeguard nuclear infrastructure against both state and non-state threats. Distinguished delegates, we would like also to draw attention and to warn those countries considering the possibility of developing their own civil nuclear programs with the support of the Russian state atomic energy corporation Rosatom, using loans from the Russian Federation. The Russian Federation predominantly uses its old nuclear technologies as an instrument of political economic pressure and coercion. Russia has repeatedly demonstrated its readiness to use its nuclear technology as a tool to achieve its own political goals. The use of outdated Russian nuclear technology, as the Chernobyl catastrophe witnesses and recently their own Rostov NVP accident also witnessed, carries significant risk for safety of nuclear installations. The future of nuclear power depends on our shared responsibility and determination. We must ensure that nuclear technologies are not used for blackmail and aggression. For these reasons, we call upon the international community to reinforce the global commitment to ensuring the fundamental right of every nation to safe and secure use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, to strengthen international cooperation in case of radiological emergency or nuclear incident, or the looming threat of military conflict or occupation. We call upon the NPT state parties to support Ukraine in maintaining safety and security of our nuclear facilities in light of Russia's war of aggression, and to hold Russia accountable for its ongoing threats to nuclear security in Ukraine. I thank you.